We have one request for public comment at this. That will be for today's general comments and consent agenda rule items. We have no speakers for comments to specific discussion agenda items. And we have not received, as I understand it, any written comments. So I'll now welcome Mr. Michael Ferreira, President of the California Federation of Interpreters, to address the council. And I also understand that Mr. Ferreira is joined with Ms. Gurdeep Chawla and also Mr. Pauline Soth. And I understand that miraculously you'll be sharing 5 minutes, but go ahead. Thank you.
Honorable Chief Justice and respected members of the council, good morning. My name is Michael Ferreira, President of California Federation of Interpreters. I'm here to address the council on a matter that is urgent and relevant toward preserving language access in California for Khmer and Punjabi language speakers. California is in danger of losing 13 out of 15 employee interpreters for Punjabi and has already lost half of its Khmer employee interpreters. The entire Khmer independent contractor workforce that handled proceedings such as interviews, depositions, legal medical exams, and administrative hearings is gone. Indeed, two of the four Khmer employee interpreters in Los Angeles County were dismissed last February 15th. CFI has highlighted to the AOC and the council problems with the delivery and administration of independent services in California's court system. Among these is a serious concern about the validity and fairness of the certification process and exam procedures. Of particular concern in the Khmer exam is the blatant use of anglicisms, incorrect grammatical lexical usage, as well as non-existent proverbs and sayings in the foreign language. This poses a very difficult question for any test candidate. Does one render what one thinks the test designer meant to say, or give the incorrect phrasing, hoping that is what is being marked as correct? The complaints about the quality and validity of the Punjabi and Khmer exams need to be addressed. There have been serious concerns from highly qualified subject matter experts from outside the test design and administration questioning whether the exams in these language pairs effectively test relevant skills. The first administration of the Punjabi certification exam was suspended after serious questions were raised about the integrity of the test development and rating process. Among the most salient complaints raised was that local interpreters working in the state courts were contracted to develop the exams and rate their own colleagues and relatives. CFI respectfully requests that the council extend its own previously adopted grace period for Khmer and Punjabi, at least for an equal number of testing and notification cycles already done. We ask that the Judicial Council and AOC convene a panel composed of independent justice partners and stakeholders like CFI and subject matter experts recognized by all participants. This panel would review the exams, the development, design, and administration for validity and metrics and policy. Thank you for your time. I urge any member of the council to make a motion toward achieving, at the very least, the extension of the grace period for the Khmer interpreters. I yield the rest of my time to Gurdeep Chawla and Pauline Soth.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Gurdeep Chawla. I've been working as a conference-level interpreter for over 23 years in Punjabi, Hindi, and Urdu languages. My client list includes the Parliament of India, the World Bank, the Federal Courts, the Superior Courts, and several multinational companies. I have passed multiple levels of testing for the U.S. State Department and work as a diplomatic-level interpreter. In 2010, I had the honor of serving as interpreter for the President Barack Obama during his four-day international visit. I have also worked as a court interpreter in Punjabi, Hindi, and Urdu for 17 years. In the year 2011, the AOC asked me to give a training for candidates for the certified Punjabi test, which I did. In the late 2011, when the test was prepared, I became aware of and reported corruption in the exam preparation process. I was interviewed by the testing agency, Prometric, and the exam was crapped. I took a supposedly new test, which after taking I found was in fact a repeat of the original test. I performed well, but to my utter disbelief, I was failed miserably with very low scores. I took the test a second time and once again failed. I appealed the test results, asking for a third-party reevaluation, but that request was turned down. I am positive that I am a victim of retaliation for being a whistleblower. On the one hand, I was selected by the U.S. State Department to interpret for our president. And the AOC even hired me to train the interpreters. And on the other hand, I was failed twice on an exam that was much less difficult than the others that I have passed. The situation must be investigated and corrected. Thank you very much.
Honorable Chief Justice and Council members, my name is Palin Sott. I am a senior Khmer Court interpreter who has worked for 28 years in the Los Angeles Superior Court. I attended law school in Cambodia and am one of the leading experts in Khmer legal terminology. I developed the English Khmer legal glossary for Washington State Courts and was the Khmer exam preparer and rater in that state. Also, I am the only Khmer interpreting instructor in California. My colleagues here are the cream of the crop Khmer interpreters, all rose from the ashes of the killing fields, all have university degrees such as masters in linguistics, economics, and literature. Two are promising law students. Sadly, we were all failed in this questionable exam process. I was failed by the raider from Washington State, whom I certified in 1994. We all stand to lose everything for which we have worked so hard for decades. I am 14 months shy of becoming vested in my pension. My younger colleagues struggle to make a living. We cannot afford to lose our registered status, and California cannot fail to provide language access to Khmer speakers. As president of Khmer Interpreter Association in California, I respectfully implore you to extend the Khmer grace period. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Doug. This is Justice Miller, and just for all of the council members, this issue had been brought to our attention, and it has been referred to the Court Interpreters Committee, and Judge Austin has assured me that they're going to look at this at their very next meeting in March, and they'll have a report back to us.
Thank you. Mr. Ferreira, Ms. Chawla, Mr. Soth, we thank you for your public comment today. We'll be looking into it. Appreciate that. Next, we have our consent agenda. The Executive and Planning Committee, as you know, places items on the consent agenda in consideration of council meeting time, also to ensure that the work of the council and its advisory committees can be as effective as possible in setting policy and implementing solutions to issues facing the courts and the justice system. As you know, placement on the consent agenda in no way reflects on the significance of the proposal, and prior to our meeting, any council member may request that an item be moved from consent to the discussion agenda. We have 9 items, I believe, on today's consent agenda, ranging, as you've heard, from revisions to criminal jury instructions to a report to the legislature on court interpreter expenditures. We thank all who worked on those reports. They're on your consent agenda, items A through I. We'll hear a motion to move the agenda.
I have a motion for all 9 of those items.
Second by Rosenberg, A through I.
Thank you. So Judge Jacobson first, second by Judge Rosenberg, also Justice Baxter. We don't need to vote. We move it. Thank you.